Blog Talk Radio.
There it is. That's my intro music, and that means we're live, okay? I am Eric Terrell. This is the Eric Terrell Show, and we are talking pros and cons of dating online. The pros and cons to online dating. There are no limits to how you can meet a person these days. You can meet a person offline. You can meet a person online. There are so many websites. Match.com, eHarmony.com. I don't want to give too many people free publicity here, but there's tons of websites. Black people meet, Jewish people meet, ugly people, stupid people, Bernie Sanders people meet, .com. You can find anything for whatever group of people that you fit in with. And I have a co-host. Her name's Asia Down. And what's up, big sis? How you feeling?
What's up? I'm good. I'm here. Ready to get on this topic.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Cool. This is our Summer Love season finale, the season finale of the Summer Love series. And I am excited as well. So listen here, Asia. I've got a few people to shout out because people are doing very, very kind and generous things. Just for the love, with the love in their heart. They're doing things that are just completely, completely selfless these days. And I want to show some publicity and give a shout out to all of these beautiful, generous, kind people. What's really relevant? First of all, my man Louis C.K., comedian Louis C.K., he is my favorite stand-up comedian. He's been my favorite for a few years. I love this guy. He did a surprise performance at Helium Comedy Club a few months ago, and just recently he did a live performance at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis just as the club was going to close down. The club had announced that they had decided to shut down because the club had no money, and they were going to have to make some decisions about reconstruction and stuff like that. So shout out to him. Shout out to President Obama. He has abridged or commuted sentences for 67 or for 200 federal inmates. That's right. People who were locked the hell up. They saw Congress and the White House officials, they saw sentences for 214 selected inmates, and 67 of them were serving life sentences, most of which were nonviolent drug offenders, basically people who just got caught up, okay? And President Obama did something about that. He is leaving the White House with a bang. Serena Williams, last but not least, she did a very con thing, Asia Down, and I just got to say this. Serena Williams, she of course, she's the best tennis player in the world. She's also my wife. And Serena Williams gave a twerking tutorial in a video for Self Magazine. So I want to thank her for her sacrifice, because there's so many people who can't twerk, and you've got the best tennis player in the world teaching you how to shake your ass. That's a good thing for the world. Asia, do you have anything before we go?
No, I didn't. I think that Serena twerking tutorial might have been a little. That's a nice thing in your personal list of nice people things, but I love her, so I can't hate So she's doing her thing.
Well, listen, our special guest is going to join us in a few short minutes. I cannot wait to talk to this woman. She is a matchmaker. She's an author. She wrote a book titled Finding the One. I can't wait to speak to her. She is a speaker. She's a consultant. She's an online dating expert. And we're going to discuss the pros and cons of dating online. Now, Asia, I wrote this topic down 2 years ago, and I was ready. 2 years ago, for 2 years, I had this on my list of potential show topics. And when I wrote this topic down 2 years ago, I was ready to completely rip online dating apart. I said that I would never date online, and I said that online dating is just pathetic. I was ready to completely just tear apart online daters and just let them have it. Now, while I still have not dated online, I'm at a place where I have just about zero problems with dating online. I'm not necessarily an advocate for dating online, but dating online is cool. I say I have just about zero problems. Now, we'll get to the just about in a second. So I was almost completely transformed. First of all, 1 out of 5 is the number you need to know, because 1 out of 5 relationships start online. Whether it's social media, Facebook, Twitter, some mobile application, or the traditional online dating website, there are an overwhelming number of success stories. I have 2 friends, Patrice and Chris. I love them with every fiber of my being. They're 2 great friends of mine. They met online. Online dating is fantastic. However, online dating, Asia, did not always exist. Now, if 1 out of 5 people, if 1 out of 5 couples met online, what about the other 4 out of 5 relationships? Now, that's 20% of relationships that started online, which means 80% did not. Now, with so many dating websites, there could very well be more people meeting online. Why not? Now, the relationships that have not begun online, or people who have not met the love of their life online, I think fall into 3 categories. Either they never needed online dating, they were never interested in online dating, or they tried online dating and it didn't work. Okay, well, now 1 out of 5 is nice. You know, you can make whatever you want out of the number one, the fraction 1 out of 5. It's cute. 1 out of 5 is cute. It really is. But let's not act like online dating always works. If every couple who met online had lived in the early mid 20th century, how would they find their mate? They would simply do it the old-fashioned way. Now, I come from a Southern old-school family. Everything's always so traditional. And this is my only beef with online dating, is that sometimes it seems like an easy way out. We're out here being social. Me and Asia are doing our dating thing. We're meeting people at bars. We're talking to people. We're out here mingling and being single and being flirtatious and twerking on people in the club. So you do it. Go out and meet somebody. Take a chance. Be an extrovert.
Right.
So.
Normal.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Wait, am I coming? Okay, I didn't know if you were finished.
Oh, I thought you were ready to go. I'm go ahead.
Well, I definitely agree with you. I mean, like the last, what, several centuries before the internet even occurred, people have been together for you know, people are celebrating 50-year anniversaries, 60, 40 years. They've been married for a really long time. So it's possible to not use the internet and find somebody. Perfectly possible. I have not tried online dating before. I've tried to meet, because meeting people is weird for me, only because, I mean, there's certain traits that you wouldn't see. Obviously, you probably wouldn't see anything like a negative thing would be catfishing. We all know that show. You meeting somebody on, and the person's not even who they think about. Their gender's not the same. Their name's not the same. Their race is the same. So I guess I'm going to the negatives of that. I feel like there might be like a safety issue there too. That's one of my concerns because I'm 5 foot. That's it. I'm a little crowded person, so I'm just not going to meet somebody that I just you know, go to the, I'll meet you in the park at midnight. Like, but you do have to be, I feel like you have to be smart. You have to be safe. When you're online dating, because I do know that there have been outcomes. You said 1 out of 5. That may not seem like a lot, but it is. All these people, you got 10 people, like 2 of them could, you know, end up hitting it off. And I'll say, last point, I will say, I feel like you get what you pay for. In that instance, I feel like the paid online dating, as far as like eHarmony, and I don't know Black people meet if you have to like subscribe or something like that, but there you actually are paying people because some people don't have time to go out and date or go to the bar after work. Like they're so involved in their career, and these specialists, when you're really honest, you have to be honest on these profiles, they'll match you up with somebody that you may not have time to have met yourself. So that's a part. But the free thing, like just meeting somebody on Facebook or Plenty of Fish, that stuff that's free may not have the same outcome as if you were to pay. Because, you know, somebody's serious. If they're asking you to pay, you know, $20, $30 a month or for whatever the price is, you know the other person is serious too. Like, I'm spending money to find a relationship because I'm really serious about it. And I don't think the people are serious, they're just going on Facebook like, oh, let me find who's in the area that looks cute and let me try to talk to them because they ain't going to end up, you know, being a little crazy. So I think online dating, it ended up like that. You might end up with someone who's a little cuckoo, but I have nothing against online dating. Me, myself, personally, I do think that was the way to go. Face-to-face talking by chance, you know, but, you know, things I still believe in, meant to be type things, you know, meeting people by chance, because, you know, by personal experience, I had no idea that I was going to meet this person that I'm with currently, and it was by chance in real life, face-to-face conversation like human beings, and it worked out great. So,
yeah. Yeah. You can never schedule love, and that's a great thing about meeting people when you're out and about. It is, like you said, it's spontaneous. It's spirit of moment. It happens in the moment, and it's a connection that can't be necessarily replicated online. Now we're gonna bring our special guest on. You did bring up a lot of good things that I think I'll bring up again once we've introduced our special guest. You brought up time, a shortage of time. A lot of people don't have time to go out there and talk to strangers. Like, if online dating is a resource I can use, then why not use it? Why do I have to go out if I don't have to go out, if I have the money for online dating? You talked about free websites versus paid websites, and misleading profiles is something that I heard you bring up, Asia, and that's definitely a very interesting topic of online dating. Now, our special guest today, like I said, she wrote a book called Finding the One. She is a speaker, a matchmaking consultant, online dating expert. Online dating expert. Okay, that's the key here. She is a business development consultant for the dating industry. She's interviewed personally over 60,000 singles and helped over 7,000 clients. All right. She is out here making a difference in the dating world, and I can't wait to talk to her as well. Miss Carmelia Ray, how you feeling?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that you invited me to your show, and I know I'm going to have a lot to contribute, and I've just been hearing your conversation, so ask away.
Yeah, I definitely can't wait to hear your opinions and your thoughts. I know online dating is something you deal with all the time. You deal with it a lot. Now, I guess we'll do this right off the bat. Asia brought up misleading profiles. Now, how do you feel about misleading profiles? What do you tell your clients about misleading profiles? I guess there's two sides of it. You don't want your profile to be misleading, so you have to have a forward and direct profile. And then there's things you have to be aware of when deciphering whether the person's profile that you're looking at is legit or not. So what do you say about that?
Well, number one, even in reality, there are people that are misleading, you know, and they could be misleading in terms of, like, you might see what they look like physically, but there are countless stories where people change over time, or who they pretend to be in person, even though they're real and right there in front of you, turns out being someone completely opposite. We always have in the beginning our game face, and, you know, you like what she likes and she likes what you like in the beginning, until you get really comfortable and you go back to who you really are. And that happens a lot in reality, right? So when it comes to online dating, there's more opportunity for people to hide behind the computer. So really what I share with my clients is, yes, there are people that they're not really representing themselves well, or they're blatantly lying about it. So the one thing about what women lie most about is weight and age. So women will tend to lie about their weight and their age, and men will tend to lie about their height and their financial status. Those are the things that men will typically lie about, and the things that women typically lie about are those things that they're sensitive to. So guys will give themselves a few more inches that they don't have, or they'll pretend to have more money that they don't have, in cases where they are going to lie about something, right? And everybody, men lie about age as well, because they're all young for their age. So when it comes to misleading profiles, I really teach people how to filter and identify people that are real and those who are false. And let me be clear that online dating is an avenue for people to meet in person. It is not a place to make friends like MySpace did, or like Facebook does, where a lot of things happen in virtual reality. Online dating is meant for you to connect with somebody so you can meet them in person sooner than later. Okay, so if you're doing that and you're pushing a meeting to meet someone, you can quickly find out if this person's lying or not, right? And if someone is misleading, they're not going to want to meet you. They're going to come up with excuses. And even if you take it offline or ask for an email or a phone number, with modern technology, you can FaceTime, you can WhatsApp, you can Snapchat, you can creep their social media to know that they really are who they say they are. So really it's about knowing how to quickly, engage with someone and connect with them in real life to know if they're telling the truth or not. And that's what I do share with clients, is that there are a percentage of people that do mislead, including a percentage of people that are in relationships and they're bored and they go online. That happens in paid sites and it happens in free sites. It's just about you being a better interrogator, if you will, or someone who knows how to filter those people that are bullshitting, you know, the ones that are creating a facade. And you'll know that because they don't want to meet up with you, or they come up with these reasons, or they say, call me, you know, after 9, call me at between 1 and 3 a.m., you know, like you can kind of tell those people, right? That's my take.
Right, right. Definitely. No, that is mighty poignant. That's the best response that I think anybody can give to that answer. That's awesome.
I was going to say, if you're well informed and you know what you're doing online and you know the right questions to ask and you're equipped, knowing that there will be a percentage of people that are lying, you need to get to the source quickly and ask the right questions and forward a meeting and see how they react. Because those people who don't want to meet, especially the millennial age right now, because you had said 2 years ago, you were like, forget online dating, dis online dating. In the back of my hand, I'm like, don't knock it till you try it. Got to try it first before you knock something, right? Somebody's experience online may be shitty or terrible because they just don't really know how to do it. I mean, I work with very educated people. I work with people that have had lots of relationship experience and people that have had zero relationship experience. But one thing is that when it comes to online dating, it's new for them. So they really appreciate, you know, having somebody who's sort of been there, done that, or to give them an edge on what to expect. And that's part of the process, is knowing what you're getting involved with, so you're not set up for disappointment.
Got you. Outside of that, here's two things. Now, this is the pros and the cons of online dating. Now, these are a few things that I don't necessarily believe, but I'll play devil's advocate. What I'll do is I'll give you these cons, and you can rebut them, and you can give pros to online dating, or you can validate them.
Validate them too.
right.
I validate them.
Yeah. Now, one thing you did already say is that you got to be smart with what you're doing. You have to, you have to know how to ask the right questions. You have to know how to differentiate the pretenders from the contenders, and you have to know how to do that. But Asia did bring up that online dating can be a bit of a hazard. It can be a bit dangerous. Now television does no favors for online dating. There's shows like Catfish, shows like To Catch a Predator, shows that lament creeps and just highlight and manifest creeps and weird situations. So if I'm to come to you and say, well, you know what, I'm not doing online dating because online dating is just way too risky, what would you say about that?
I would say, you know, walking out of your front door is way too risky. I would say talking to a stranger is way too risky. It's all a matter of perspective. That, you know, if you think it's risky, it'll be risky. I can't convince you otherwise until you change your attitude about it. What I can do is teach you how to protect yourself. What I can do is show you the ways that, you know, there are third-degree checkers. There are background checks. There are third-party protectors that you can incorporate if you are extremely concerned about a person, like doing an identity check, doing a background check, meeting in public places, getting a secondary phone that is strictly for online dating, creating an email that is strictly for online dating. So there are strategies and ways that you can protect yourself. So it's only as risky as you want it to be. If you're taking all the precautions that are necessary, then there's no risk in it at all. You know, it's as risky as you walking out the front door. That's my rebuttal.
Now, what if I said that online daters are lazy? What if I said that I kind of alluded to this in my opening soliloquy that
I got it.
That you know what, I want to be an extrovert, and I think that being an extrovert is the best way to meet people. And Online dating can make you lazy, and I don't want to be lazy. I want to do it the traditional way, and that's the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay. My rebuttal to that is that there, I certainly can agree that there is a percentage of online daters that are lazy. And, in fact, I think online dating is for a non-lazy person. There's a lot of work that you have to put into doing online dating correctly. So, in fact, it's for a studious person. It's for a patient person. It's for somebody who's willing to do something that's out of their comfort zone. So to me, someone who's doing online dating properly is putting time, effort, and energy into it, not lazy at all. And if you want to meet more people, online dating is the best, fastest, and easiest way to facilitate hundreds of dates and meetings in a short period of time, more than you going to a bar, because this is an acceptable modern-day way of meeting people. You don't have an online dating isn't exclusive to desktop like Plenty of Fish, Match.com. There are mobile apps for online dating like Tinder and Bumble and Hinge and all of these other cool apps that are going up. There's thousands of them, you know. So to me, it's about, you know, laziness is making an excuse that online dating doesn't work and doing nothing about it. You know, if you are going to go about it and not use online dating, then you better be doing what you say you're doing and going to bars and networking and going out and spending hours outside of your home, or you can go online and find those dates and meet people in person.
Okay, cool. Asia, are you still there? Do you have anything?
Yeah. No, I mean, the points I had, he touched on. I would agree with her. I don't think that online dating is lazy. You sit in front of the computer.
I don't really believe. I don't really fully believe that either. I was just kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, you know what?
Trying to make a point.
Like, let's put it this way. Texting is lazy, right? Communication is lazy. There's people that text back and forth instead of picking up the phone and calling, right? There's people that, you know, have full-on relationships online versus in person. So, yes, swiping to the left and swiping to the right to meet somebody to flirt, that is lazy. However, you know, you're only as lazy as you want to be. There are people that, you know, just go online for entertainment, and maybe they just go to have their ego stroked, or who knows what their multiple reasons are for going online. But I want to address the people that really want to meet someone and that have it a point to meet someone, and using online dating as another resource. And it's not the only source. Even though I advocate for online dating, I teach people how to online dating as a supplement and in addition to all the other things that they should be doing when it comes to finding someone. So, again, you mentioned my book, Finding the One. It isn't about one using one method. It's about finding people any way that you can, right? Using every tool in your toolbox to be able to get out there, which incorporates online dating, matchmaking, speed dating, networking, getting off your phone and looking around, approaching strangers, stepping out of your comfort zone. So it's all of that. I just think online dating is a great tool for where single people are. And why not use it to your advantage? And, you know, trial and error. For a lot of people, they don't have enough dating experience. You want dating experience? Get online. You want to improve your communication? Get online. You want to toughen up your ego and deal with rejection? Get online. It's the best educational course for people that you're ever going to get, but you do need tough skin and you can't take things personally. And that's the challenge with online dating, is that people often get very frustrated with it. And that's where I come in as a coach. I mean, everybody needs a support person. And for my clients, I act as kind of their wing woman, you know, their online wing woman, and they're offline wing women, because they end up going on dates. Right? So they need someone else to chat with. So that's why I love online dating so much, is because it's just part of an entire recipe to finding someone. It isn't just the only thing. Although people do find love, as you stated with your friends, and countless stories that I've got of people who've connected online. So one in five, right? So
that's it. One in five.
Option. Yeah, one in five.
What? Oh, nice. Yeah. I want to say thanks for our live listeners. The live show cuts off at 7 o'clock. We're going to go a few extra minutes. Thanks for tuning in.
Sure.
We're going to. Yeah. We're going to. Sorry.
I think we covered a lot.
So, yeah, a whole lot. I'm almost sure we covered everything.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it as long as you like with online dating. One thought that came to me as you were speaking is that some people are just better at knowing people than they are at meeting people. Like some people are great at relationships and they're great at friendships. And maybe I'm just kind of thinking about myself here, and people like me. But meeting people is weird. Meeting people is awkward. It's hard to meet people. So I think that's a good thing for online dating, is that it can be for people like that who are good at relationships, but just not good at meeting people.
I think when you go to a place where everyone else is there for the same reason and you kind of all share that awkward feeling, like even if you're not a fan of online dating, you're kind of kicking the can at doing it and you're like, yeah, I'm here like you. This sucks, but what else am I going to do? Like, you can read it even in the profile, you know? I'm new at this, don't know how this works, help me out. Like, you can read it all over the place with online dating that everybody there is kind of, you know, very few people are like, I'm here, I'm trying this, I love it, let's do this. You know, more people are like, man, life sucks, and I'm here, and I feel kind of desperate, but, you know, message me anyway. Like, that seems to be the general consensus for people that are online. So you are going where you have that in common. You're both on an online dating site, and even if your first question is, hey, how's it been going for you? You know, I'm new to this. It's an icebreaker. It's something that you can mutually, you know, discuss. So that's one lead-in that you can always do that usually will get a good response.
Yeah, and it's better when it's closed groups as well. That's another thing that I was going to say that I do like about online dating is that a lot of times certain websites are closed groups. Like, you know, you'll have a Cougar Life, or you'll have Black People Meet or Jewish People Meet, and dating websites for people that only like certain types.
Niche dating sites. We call those niche dating sites. So they are very specific and exclusive to a common interest. So, yeah, like you said, Black People Meet, J-Date, Veggie Date. There's even gluten-free dating, clown dating. I mean, there's a site for everything, to be honest. Farmers dating, like everything.
Nice. And the last thing, Asia and Miss Carmelia Ray, before I let the two of you close us out, the last thing that I like about online dating is the fact that more often than not, there's no mutual friends. That's my favorite thing about online dating.
Tell me what you mean.
It sucks
about no mutual
it's,
friends.
Yep, I got you. I've got a great elaboration coming here. It sucks when you meet people who belong to a group that you belong to. Say you're a part of the same church. Now, once you break up, I like to when I'm done dating someone, never see them again. But it sucks that if you want to stay going to the same church, then you have to see them week after week after week after week, because many times after you date someone, you don't want the feelings of regret or whatever feelings that you left that relationship with to come back at you when that's mostly for people who go through relationship after relationship it's easier to have no strings attached, no mutual friends, nobody bringing them up. Oh, how's this person? Oh, how's that person? You got to see them at the family cookout. You got to see them this time. You got to see them that time. It's an awkward situation.
That's a pro and a con at the same time, because something that happens a lot with online dating is what we call ghosting. You will be engaged, you'll be talking to someone, you think it's all going
great. Yeah,
we're
familiar with that, yeah.
Then they disappear. So in one hand, it's great because the person that you're disappearing from, you can just walk away and feel no ways. And on the other side of that, the person who got walked away from is usually really, really frustrated and very, very, like, sort of blindsided. You know, I deal with lots of clients that don't like that part of it. Like, geez, we went on a date. It went really great. He said he'd call me back. And not even that they had sex on the first date. They, like, thought it was awesome and then never heard from them again. So there's pros and cons to that. But, yes, I agree with you. If you want to walk away, it's as simple as blocking, deleting, and they no longer exist in your life.
Yeah, and it's not that I want to walk away or that, you know, that
no,
that
I'm just
people
saying one
who
could,
want yeah.
One could.
Right. And because a lot of breakups have bad feelings attached to them that come back when you see the person. And that's just something that you just don't have to deal with online dating. Now, Asia, did you have anything before we go? We're leaving seriously.
I agree with the friend thing, like, not like knowing somebody has mutual friends, and then you try to get all these other opinions about them. There's not, like, if I want a relationship, but if I'm meeting someone, and let me do my own, I guess it's like, let me have a relationship with them first, and then, you know, spread love. But yeah, I do
very
that.
True, because when you're introduced to somebody by someone, you're always going to get their perspective, and you're always going to get their 411 on the person, and so you've got this listening of this person before you met with all of their opinions before you can even form your own. So sometimes that'll be great, and other times it'll be very skewed. So it makes it hard to form your own opinion when you've already got an impression before meeting that person. So that's really true.
Yeah. Now, did you have any last statements? Anything you want to leave us with, or any words of hope or words of wisdom for daters out there, online daters or daters? Period. Before we go.
Well, I really appreciate that you came and asked me to speak about online dating, because I absolutely love it. I think for those singles that really do, this will be my little plug, but anybody who really would like an opinion about their profile or wants to make a profile, including you, Eric, I'm happy to hook you up and see what I can do about getting you on the right path with online dating if you want to take that route. And for those people that want to learn more about me, they can go to my website, which is CarmeliaRay.com, ask me a question. And I'll be happy to answer it, even if I can look at a profile and go, okay, I'm really good at looking at a profile and identifying ways that can be improved, or maybe some red flags, you know, things, common mistakes that people make, whether it's in their picture, the profile that they use, or whatever. I am coming out with an online dating coaching product for men, which will be coming out in September. So that'll be really useful. I'll ring you back, Eric, and share that with you so your audience can also benefit from that if they choose to. It's just one source. I would say the biggest challenge is not to get disheartened, because you set yourself up when you have all of these high hopes and expectations, which is great to have, but when things don't work out, you know, just know that there's other opportunities. And just for your audience to know, most people stay on an online dating site for an average of 3 months, and then they get offline, they give up, or they go somewhere else, and they come back. So there's a very short window where you can engage with someone. Just like with anything, the more effort you put into it, the more results you're going to get. And that's that would be my final statement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Listen, this was fantastic. Thank you so, so much for this time that you have donated to us. I'll tell you what, online dating is good. It's definitely good. I would conclude that it's a great tool. But one thing that's even better than online dating is online special guest searching. You understand me? Looking online. I found this woman. I saw CarmeliaRae.com, beautiful website, and I want you all to visit CarmeliaRae.com, and I will have all the rest of your information up on each one of my websites and my Twitter accounts, Instagrams, and everything like that, so we can continue
Thank
to support you.
You.
I'm so excited about this here, our Summer Love season finale or series finale. I'm confused. Yeah.
And when does this this interview go live? When can I share it with my audience also? Is it tonight?
ASAP.
Actually,
as soon as possible.
Oh, cool.
It's live right now, and it's available 24/7 at the link provided. That's right. And I'm excited about our relationship going forward. You have a newborn, and that is awesome. I think God for the children. I thank God for what He is doing for you.
Yes, thank you.
And listen, people, love. Love is the key. Love is why we're here. Love is why we're doing this. Summer love is summer love goes on for the rest of us for a few more weeks. So enjoy the summer love. Enjoy love year round. Enjoy the winter love, the fall love, and enjoy the spring love. People, love is the most important thing. Love yourself. Love other people. Love the truth. And love, love. It's not hard to love, love. All you've got to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay? Appreciate y'all.